106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
We do Gavin's phone scams every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. What do you got?
We're going to call Tara. Her husband, Mike, wanted me to phone scam her, and he gave me her direct extension because she works at the airport for a certain airline. And I call as somebody who's really mad because their website doesn't have an option for my emotional support person.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thank you for calling Airlines. This is Tara speaking. How may I help you?
Oh my God, finally. Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
So, what's your name again?
Tara.
Sarah? What is it? Sarah?
Tara?
One more
Tara,
time. You keep telling me what your name is when I'm talking. I go ahead. One more time.
Tara.
That's not Sarah.
No, my name is Tara.
Okay, we're getting off the subject. So basically, here's what's the problem is. I want to buy a flight. I need to go see my Nana. And I need to bring my emotional support person with me because I don't like flying. I haven't flown in over 10 years, but I need to do this.
Okay.
So I don't know where on the website I can put down my emotional support person that will allow me to do that.
Oh, okay. So do you mean an emotional support animal, like a dog?
No, it's an emotional support person. It's my friend Chelsea.
I'm sorry. I've never heard of that before. I'm sorry.
You never heard the name Chelsea before?
No. Personal support, emotional support person. So I'm not sure where we can go forward with this. I can.
Well, but she's not. Okay, Sarah, she's not an animal, and I feel like it's almost offensive if I click that tab. But
no,
I need her though. She supports me emotionally, but not just that. I mean, she warns me when I'm getting hangry. If I get hungry enough, she's like, you're getting kind of cranky. And then I know, oh my God, I haven't eaten in a while. Thank you, emotional support, Chelsea.
I mean, she sounds like a wonderful friend. If you would like her.
She's not my friend.
Okay, so she sounds like a wonderful personal support person.
Thank you.
That you have. So the only solution I have for this problem would be to find you a ticket for you to buy for her so that she can accompany you on the flight.
But, like, is it like a normal ticket?
Yes, it would be.
You see, that's the problem. That's what I don't want to do.
Okay.
I don't know why do other people get to not pay full price for a ticket for their emotional support creatures?
Well, it's an animal, so it is different. They've gone to medical professionals, and they found that they get a lot of help with animals, and it's just a different rule.
What if I get a doctor's note? That says, and it says, Chelsea is Raul's emotional support person. She warns him when his blood sugar is too low, and she tells him if there's, I don't know what seeing eye dogs do. She warns him if there's a puddle in front of him. I don't know.
Okay. Is your name Raul?
Yes.
Hi, Raul. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Sarah.
So the only thing that I think I can offer you as of now is try to get and find you a discounted ticket, but she probably won't be able to sit right next to you. It should be.
Well, how is she supposed to emotionally support me from another seat? What if I can get Chelsea to get underneath the seat in front of me?
Oh, unfortunately, that's a safety hazard.
She's not very big.
We won't be able to do that. The only thing we can allow under the seats are carry-on bags.
Uh-huh.
And definitely not people, as it's a safety hazard for them.
Okay, I'm running into all kinds of roadblocks here from you, Sarah, so I'm getting a little sick and tired of this. I mean, it almost feels discriminatory that you're not going to let me have my emotional support person on there. If I have a seizure while on there and I don't have Chelsea with me, I'm going to sue because she warns me when I am about to have a seizure and she puts a sugar cube underneath my tongue.
I'm not sure one can know when somebody's going to have a seizure until it's happening.
Dogs can?
I'm so sorry.
Why can't Chelsea?
I'm so sorry,
man, you have it out for Chelsea.
I can speak to my manager and get back to you.
I would love it if you talked to your manager about this and then gave me a call back, okay?
Absolutely. I will definitely do that.
All right. One other thing before I go is my name's actually Gavin, and you're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End on the wake up call. None of this is real.
Oh, my gosh.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.